I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Tensions remain high in Ukraine, where Western powers fear a full-scale Russian invasion. But Eric Mock with the Slava Gospel Association says it's important to remember that Russia and Ukraine have been at war for years. He's visited the war zone in eastern Ukraine many times.
They are the ones that are suffering. They are the ones that are telling the stories of being caught up in machine gun fire. They're telling stories of artillery fire, and you drive through their streets and you see the pop marks from the not only the machine gun fire, but the shrapnel from the artillery.
An invasion will likely move through this region first, but Mock says faithful churches in the war zone continue to show the love of Jesus. Pray for peace in Ukraine and Russia. And thousands of refugees have fled Afghanistan since the Taliban takeover. Greg Kelly with World Mission recently visited one of the camps located just inside Pakistan. 35 people there died in the past 2 months from hunger and cold. But what they fled from was even worse.
People being killed, houses being indiscriminately blown up, people being dragged behind cars until they pass out and ultimately pass away, family members just vanishing, daughters being snatched up in the middle of the night from their home. It is all true, and we just met 100 families who shared one after another a heartbreaking story.
Kelly says the global church has an opportunity to help these refugees, and they desperately need money to buy food. Come alongside World Mission as they meet the physical and spiritual needs in Jesus' name.
They said we're the first people who have been here in years. This camp has been established and nobody has ever visited.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.